Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Heist and I talked about cancer and how to improve your immune system. This is a huge subject, and I'm going to attempt to conclude this subject today. In addition to supporting the immune system, we also want to detox the poisons and chemicals that are in our body. So to help with detoxing, my blockbuster special this week will be the HCL Detox Kit, the Premier Chem Detox, and the CoQ10. If you buy two or more bottles, you'll get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You may also email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Over 38% of the American public is suffering with some type of cancer. So before I get started, I want to do a quick recap on what we covered a couple weeks ago. There are some definite do's and don'ts that you need to start with as soon as you get that diagnosis, regardless of the type of treatment that you choose. The main thing, you want to cut out all sugar. No white sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, no syrup, and very little to no fruits. This is very important because sugar feeds the cancer. That is cancer's number one fuel. You also want to cut out genetically modified foods. Look for non-GMO labels on packages. And when you're buying your fruits and vegetables, look at the little sticker on your produce. There is a 4-5-digit number. This is how the stores look up the prices on the produce, but it'll also tell you a lot about that particular produce. If that number starts with an 8, don't buy it because it is genetically modified. Nutrients, you want to take some nutrients that will help to turbocharge your immune system. And some good ones are the vitamin D3, Nucleoimmune, Resveratrol, and turmeric. Those are all great immune boosters. You also want to manage your pH by monitoring your first morning urine pH. You want to keep it between that 6.4 and 7.0 range, and you'll do that by taking the Coral Legend. This will help to keep your pH in the normal range and also help to increase your oxygen tissue levels. Get a QRA check. This will help you to know exactly what your body needs in order to be completely balanced. A lot of people like to guess. So, you know, let's say resveratrol, that might work great for somebody else, but it might not be best for your particular body. So getting a QRA test is the best way to find out what you need and also exactly how much you need to make sure you're getting enough. You also want to avoid artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners are extremely toxic. So when you see them, just think poison, poison, poison. And we also briefly talked about the danger of microwave ovens. You want to try to avoid this and heating up your foods because they completely destroy the nutrients in your foods. And some nutrients, they can actually turn toxic. So avoid those at all costs. You're going to have to reheat your foods up the old-fashioned way with a stove and a pan. We also talked about the importance of detoxing, and I want to get into a little bit more of that today also. It's very, very important to get the garbage out of our cells, and the only way to do that is by detoxing, and the best way is to detox on a daily basis. One of the best daily detox that can be done is done with the HCL Detox Kit, which is one of our blockbuster specials this week. When we hear about HCL, we automatically think about how it starts the digestive process. But when you combine the HCL with the HCL Activator, it promotes a superior whole body detox while strengthening the entire immune system. HCL was used by medical pioneers in the 1930s with outstanding results for cleansing all the body's organs and glands. What they found was that by taking the HCL alone, that had poor response. However, when the HCL was combined with specific mineral sources that are in the activator, they discovered that an amazing whole-body cleansing response was initiated, and this helped to ignite the immune system's efficiency even in the very worst cases. And another great daily detox product is also another one of our blockbuster specials, and that's the Chem Detox. The Chem Detox is actually modified citrus pectin. This is an excellent detoxifier and chelator. It helps to remove many of the heavy metals from the body. And heavy metals are immunosuppressants and can lead to genetic mutations and cancer. Heavy metals are everywhere. They can be found in the air, in the drinking water, cleaning products, and in the dental fillings that are in our head. One of the other benefits of modified citrus pectin is the influence on the galactans. This is the sticky glue-like substance on cancer cells. This sticky substance allows the cells to stick together. Modified citrus pectin actually makes the cells slippery so that they don't bind to each other. It doesn't kill the cell, it just prevents it from sticking together so that it's easier to remove out of the body. Cancer is the body's natural response to overwhelming toxicity and suppressed immune function. So detoxing is very important. And we also mentioned last week about doing some coffee enemas. That's a great tool to help you detox. One of the very important things to remember, especially during detox, is to drink plenty of water. Water is necessary to dilute and to flush out the toxins. Our bodies are composed of two-thirds water, and water is one of the most amazing substances on the earth, providing the fluid of life in your body and a bathing solution for every cell in your body. However, most Americans don't get enough water. I see this every single day. When you ask somebody, are you drinking plenty of water? They say, yeah, they're drinking roughly 4 to 5 cups of water today. You know, the very minimum amount of water that you should be drinking is half your weight in ounces. So, for instance, if you weigh 200 pounds, you should be consuming at the very least 100 ounces of water. And even more than that, if you're working outside in the heat. Please realize that coffee, tea, soda, sports drinks, these do not count towards your water intake. Only water is water. But just as important as drinking enough water is, you need to make sure that the water that you're consuming is clean water. Pollution in our water supply is part of the reason for our growing cancer epidemic here in the United States. If you can get yourself a good water filter system, preferably one that does reverse osmosis, this will make a big difference. If you can't afford to get a water system, that's fine. If necessary, you can buy bottled water. But be very careful because a lot of the bottled water is nothing more than tap water. So read all your labels. If you see municipal water listed on the label, it's tap water. You'll also be surprised to find that some of the more popular waters have a lot of toxic excipients in them. And they call them minerals, but they're not. So look on those labels. Good clean water is going to be your friend. One of the questions I get asked often, are nutritional supplements really necessary? Well, if you're under the age of 30, you're perfectly healthy, you're eating organic, then no, you can probably get by without any nutritional supplements. However, if you're sick, you're over the age of 30, then I believe that everyone can benefit, you know, from some type of nutritional supplement, especially the digestive enzymes. For no other reason than the fact that most of the food that we eat has very low nutrient density. If you actually take, let's say, an orange today, the nutritional density of that particular orange is nowhere near what it was 25 or 30 years ago. And this is primarily due to the agricultural techniques that are practiced today, especially here in the United States. So adding nutrients to your fight against cancer is a great step. And remember, every step towards good health is a step away from cancer. As far as nutrients go, CoQ10 is one of the best nutrients that you can possibly add to your arsenal. CoQ10 is a super antioxidant, and it's got great benefits for overall health, and it helps to prevent free radical damage also. Most of us think of heart health when we think of CoQ10, but there are many, many studies that show strong evidence of the benefits on those with cancer. And this week, one of our blockbuster specials is the Premier CoQ10. You know, the earth was created for us by God. Everything the body needs to thrive and heal can be found in nature, specifically whole plants and herbs. When you eat pretend food, you get pretend health. When you eat dead food, which is the processed food, then you get dead health. When you eat food that's full of life, you give your body the ability to heal itself. They've done studies, more than 90% of all cancers are caused by diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors. It's not bad luck, and it's not bad genes. This is actually great news because it means that you have the power and the control of your own health. You don't have to rely on somebody else or some great cure. Your immune system is designed by God to eliminate cancer. If you've got cancerous tumors in your body, this means your immune system is weak, overloaded, and/or suppressed. Healing cancer requires a radical change of diet and lifestyle with nutrition and herbs that build up your body and build up your immune system. We all know that food is fuel for our bodies, but what most people don't realize is that processed food is actually dirty fuel for our bodies. It leaves toxic deposits, which cause internal wear and tear over time. So in order to help you to avoid becoming another statistic, I'm going to give you a list of 10 superfoods that research has shown to have cancer-fighting properties. I would suggest incorporating these into your diet as soon as possible and as often as possible. So grab a pen and some paper and start writing these down. While no single food or diet alone can protect us against cancer, these foods can make the biggest difference and can power up your immune system. The first superfood on the list is mushrooms. Mushrooms contain special lectins that recognize cancer cells and have been found to prevent these cells from growing and dividing. There are many different types of mushrooms, so I would suggest incorporating as many different types as possible into your diet. You can cook them, you can eat them raw, it's completely up to you. At Heist Health Clinic, we have an organic non-GMO mushroom nutrient called My Community, and it actually has 17 different species of mushrooms in it. And it's a great support for the immune system, and I will actually include that in our blockbuster special this week. The second superfood on the list is garlic. researchers in Iowa found garlic to be associated with a significant decrease in colon cancer. And another study in China found that taking a garlic extract, like our allicin, was actually linked to a 52% reduction in stomach cancer rates when compared to a placebo. So, you know, whether you're taking a garlic nutrient or whether you're adding garlic cloves to your diet and cooking with it or just chewing it up and swallowing it. Number three on the list of superfood is berries. Berries are among the world's top foods for fighting cancer. Most berries contain an acid which, according to research by the American Institute for Cancer Research, seems to utilize several different cancer-fighting methods all at once. Additionally, berries contain a powerful collection of other antioxidants which protect the body from cell damage. So eat as many berries as you possibly can. Most of them are low glycemic fruits, so they won't feed the cancer with the sugar. Number four in the superfood list is turmeric. Turmeric contains a polyphenol called curcumin that has been found to be useful in reducing cancer risk. There are studies that show that even if you choose chemotherapy or radiation, turmeric can be very beneficial in protecting the healthy cells from damage. If you choose to use fresh turmeric, only grind up what you're going to use right then, because turmeric can oxidize very quickly. Otherwise, if you don't want to use it fresh, we've got a pure excipient-free turmeric at the clinic. Number five on the list of superfoods are cabbage and crucifers. Cabbage and members of the crucifer family, such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, arugula, cauliflower, kale, turnips, collards, appear to be particularly helpful in protecting you from cancer. Studies have linked increased consumption of these cruciferous vegetables with a decrease in certain cancers. And cruciferous vegetables are also excellent sources of vitamin C. And we all know that vitamin C protects cells as an antioxidant and supports the immune system. And this is a great fiber for you also. And we know that fiber is great at keeping the colon cancer down. Number six on the superfood list is leafy dark green vegetables such as kale, collards, spinach, chard, bok choy, mustard greens, and certain types of lettuce. These are among the most powerful plants on the planet. These vegetables contain, among other health-promoting goodies, lutein and zeaxanthin, two powerful antioxidants that can block early cancer development. Number seven on the superfood list, legumes such as beans, peas, and lentils are potent cancer fighters. Legumes are also an excellent source of fiber and protein. Our number eight superfood is red grapes. Red grapes contain many phytonutrients, including disease-fighting flavonoids, which may be able to inhibit the growth of cancer-causing agents. The skin on the red grapes is also a rich source of an antioxidant called resveratrol. Number nine on the list, walnuts. Walnuts contain a number of potent nutrients. They are a great source of omega-3s, which have strong anti-inflammatory and cancer-protective effects. So eat a handful of nuts every day. And number 10 on our list of 10 is celery. Even though celery is around 95% water, this mighty green stalk contains two anti-cancer compounds. Both compounds are bioactive flavonoids, which work as antioxidants and combat free radicals in the body. A study published in the BioMed Central Gastroenterology Journal stated that eating only two medium stalks of celery 2 to 3 times a week could reduce the risk of getting lung cancer by 60%. That's a big deal. This was actually done, some research that was done in China. You know, so that's our list of 10 superfoods, but it's not just important to incorporate superfoods into your diet to help fight against cancer, but it's just as important to remove cancer-causing foods from your diet. And those those particular foods that should be removed are, first and foremost, red meat. According to the World Health Organization, eating one hamburger a day or 3.5 ounces of red meat raises the risk of colorectal cancer by 17%. And believe it or not, just 2 ounces of processed meat, which is the equivalent to 2 slices of bacon or 2 slices of deli meat, will raise your risk by 18%. A lot of people ask, what about grass-fed or pasture-raised beef? Well, there haven't been a lot of studies done on grain-fed. It's mostly been grain-fed beef that the studies have been on and not the grass-fed. So there's not really an answer there. But when you do eat red meat, your risk rises more if you're low in HCl and digestive enzymes, because red meat does put a big strain on the digestive system itself. Dairy is another food that you really, really, really want to eliminate. Recent studies suggest that dairy products are definitely linked to increased risk of for prostate cancer and testicular cancer and breast cancer. So anything that has to do with hormones. Alcohol. Researchers really want you to eliminate alcohol altogether. There's a number of carcinogens that are related to DNA damage. In fact, they have found that 3.6% of all cancers worldwide are actually derived from chronic alcohol consumption. What the American Institute for Cancer Research recommends is no alcohol at all, but if you must, then stick to red wine. It's the best choice because it does contain resveratrol. Sugar, we've talked about how bad sugar is. This, not only feeds the cancer, but it also leads to excess weight and body fat. And it's the excess body fat that also increases the risk of many common cancers. Eliminate soda. Soda's got, not just sugar, but the majority of the sodas out there have artificial sugars. And while many people opt for that as a lower caloric intake, the trade-off to your health is horrible. Artificial sugars such as aspartame are linked to numerous illnesses and diseases, including cancer. And aspartame is made up of 40% aspartic acid, which functions as an excitotoxin, stimulating neurons and destroying nerve cells. And researchers have found that when cancer cells are subjected to aspartame, they directly increase in activity and mobility. So stay away from anything with a labeled diet on it. And of course, we've talked about staying away from the genetically modified foods. Cancer is not a death sentence. It is a wake-up call. It's your body's way of telling you that you have to make dramatic changes, and you've got to make them quickly, whether it be through diet, nutrients, lifestyle, all of the above, removing toxins from your body, removing toxins from your home, and removing toxins from your thoughts. Most people don't realize that that can be a thing, but it is. If you've missed anything today, or if you want to get a list of foods to eat and a list of foods to avoid, give the clinic a call or send me an email. Also contact me for, I've got a list of 20 questions to ask your oncologist. So if you've got that diagnosis, that's a great list to have and some good information to find out which direction you want to go. You have been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park, Florida, just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is the HCL Detox Kit, the Premier Chem Detox, the Premier CoQ10, and the Mushroom Blend My Community. Buy 2 bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can also mix and match these if you choose. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. When you call, mention that you heard me on WTLN, and you'll receive 50% off your initial assessment. You can check me out on the web at drheise.com. That's drheise.com. And you can follow Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.